You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If we can't talk about love stories on Valentine's Day, when can we? Which is why we want to talk about Horizon Books, right there on Front Street in downtown Traverse City. It's a place where there is lots of love floating around those shelves of books. Store owners, staff members, customers falling in love. With us now, the owners of Horizon Books, Amy Reynolds and Victor Herman, are with us. Welcome to Stateside on this Valentine's Day.
Very happy to be talking to you, Cindy.
Yeah, hi, Cindy.
Hi, Victor. Now, we have to start with you two because you are one of the successful love stories. Victor, how and when did you meet Amy?
Oh, I met her back around 1978 in the store when she was hired to work there.
And Amy, how long before you began looking at Victor with different eyes?
Actually, it was a few months. So I think that's part of the foundation of our relationship is that we were able to grow a mutual respect and mutual interest. And then it kind of bloomed from there. But it was a few months, you know, working together.
And now we're talking decades together. Mm-hmm. So that all these decades together is a pretty fine testament to falling in love in a bookstore, I would say.
I would say. And I don't think bookstore couples as owners is all that unusual either. But it is inducive to love. It's a very comfortable environment.
And you have had other love stories hatching at Horizon Books. Tell us about some of the love stories among your staff, Victor.
There has been about five or six of them, you know, in the history of the store. One of the couples met there while they were working there. They were Interlaken students at the time, and they're out in New York now. There's another couple, they're out in California. It just happens. I don't know. Some of them happen, you know, when the couples met in the store itself.
Yeah, customers, right, who were zinged by Cupid's bow and arrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us some examples, Amy.
Well, interestingly, Aaron and Alan are featured in the most recent article in our local paper. And Aaron worked for us as a teenager. And then when she met Alan, she had just stopped in for a drink. And he was also having a coffee at the coffee bar. And she thought, gee, he's kind of cute. And it was after they were married that then she is back in our employment in this past year again, too. So it's really great to see. Megan and Sean were hired independently and met while working together at the bookstore. And we have our manager who managed our Petoskey store, which we closed last year, but she had been there for 25 years. She actually was the manager there and met her husband, Dave Poxon, while she was working at the bookstore. He came in as a customer. So I think the environment is just very warm and relaxed and welcoming and inducive to that. Nobody's going to rush you out of there, and it invites conversation.
That's so true when you think of what a bookstore like yours can offer. The sense of, no, as you say, no one's rushing you out. You can browse. You can sit down. It is kind of maybe like the idea of the old-time salon where people begin to converse.
I think it is, and it's that community meeting place that we hope to provide.
And you've invited people to share bookstore love stories kind of through your window display this month, haven't you?
Oh, yes, we have the window display, and then we did a little ring binder at the front so they could put their own experiences down.
And what kind of response have you been getting?
Really heartwarming, but what surprised us was they talk about not only finding a love interest at the bookstore, but they also talk about their love of the bookstore. And that's been very sweet and unexpected.
Oh, so they feel like they've got a love relationship with Horizon Books.
Yes.
But that's true. I think everybody's kind of got their bookstore moment that kind of is very special. I know I can remember when my son, who's now in his 30s, was a newborn, and I was a stressed out, you know, mom at home on maternity leave, and my husband got home from work, took one look at me and said, go. And he sent me off, and I went to the bookstore, and that was back when there were CDs, and I could put my, you could put the headphones on and sample CDs and look at books. And I spent like 2 hours just decompressing, and I always remember that night. It was snowy, and there was a Renaissance music group playing in that bookstore.
Oh, it sounds magical.
That was 1984, and I can still remember what a wonderful refuge that bookstore was.
Mm-hmm.
So through the display, have you discovered there's maybe more love in the air at your store than you expected?
Yes, there certainly is, yes.
Well, it's a wonderful story. Amy Reynolds and Victor Herman, the owners of Horizon Books in downtown Traverse City, thank you so much for sharing your bookstore love stories with us this Valentine's Day.
It was a pleasure to do it.
Yes, thank you.
You.